So again, the shaila was, when you made a shchitas on the kevis, and you had in mind then, lech lo kezayis mechaveiroi, lemarcha, to the kezayis of the other one tomorrow. So the question is, what do you mean to say when you say the word chaveiroi? Chaveiroi kevis mashm of le mefagel. Don't we say what he meant to say, I'll eat a kezayis from the other kevis tomorrow, so pshita then there's no chapigul. You can't be mechashav on one kevis on the other one. I do maybe know lechem mashma. Maybe what he meant to say is that b'shas the shchit of this kevas I have a mind to eat from the lechem tomorrow, and then a mafagole. Then I call upon the lechem would become pigul. Shal, what did he mean to say? Amalei answered back to him to Nisu read like this: Shachat echad min akvasim lechol mi menu lemachor. If you have a mind to eat from the kevas itself tomorrow, so who pigul b'chaver kasha? That the korban itself becomes pigul. But the chaveru, the other one, is kosher. We'll soon see what the word chaveru means here. What's going to be lecho mechaveru lemachor? Let's say you have a mind teeth from the other one tomorrow. Then shnem ksherim. Salma, we see clearly what does the word chaveru mean here. Chaveru kevis mashma. We see clearly the word kevis, the chaveru here, means it's the other kevis. Therefore, if you have a mind teeth from the korban itself tomorrow, so it's only chapigl upon this korban, not upon the other kevis. And if you have a mind b'shach the shchit of one kevis, teach from the other kevis tomorrow, then nothing is chal. It's declared the word chaver means the kevis. So Mora says, duma maybe to parish b'yom a chaver a kevis. Maybe here, b'shach over here is where he went to explain himself clearly. And he said, what do I mean to say chaveroi? He means kevis. But maybe when he says the word stam, chaveroi, it's a suffix. Maybe chaveroi would mean the lechem. So here you would not have a pshitis to his shayla. So that was Reb Abba Zuti Shaila when he says, "Bishashchitis hakevis to have in mind teat from the kazayis of chaveroi lemachor is a taka shaila. Does chaveroi mean from the lachma that it would be chalpigl on the lachma at least, or does chaveroi mean from the other korban and then it would not be chalpigl?" The other Mishnah says, "Hazevach mefaglas anasochim, that if you have pigl in the korban, so the nesochim also become pigl." Means the mincha that comes with the korban becomes pigul. Misha kitshu b'kli, if the mincha was already hooked, I should put into a kli shoros. So when then, and then you made a shchita on the korban, and you had a manim achshavas pigul, it's also chal pigul upon the nesachim, the mincha that comes with it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Now ha nesachim eina mefaglam es hazevach. If we have a mind to eat the nesachim tomorrow, that does not make pigul in the korban itself. Kate said, what's the case? Hashach, it is a zevach, yeshech, the korban oidl, let's say now. Lechol mimenu lemachor. You have a mind teat from the korban itself tomorrow, not a korban, no, korban shlamim. Send a lachas hu unasachim of a golem. Both of them become pigul. Both the korban and the nesachim. What's going to be if you have a mind b'shashchit as a korban? Lachrim nesachim lemachor. You have a mind to bring the nesachim tomorrow, then only ha nesachim of a golem. But as zevach and a fugul, again, when you only have a mind for the tuffle, only the tuffle becomes pigol and not the yikar, not the korbi. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, Niskei behema chayov amalei mishum pigol, that the nesachim that comes with the korbin, it's also chal pigol upon the nesachim. When you have pigol in the korbin, it's also chal pigol in the nesachim. Why? Mifnei shedam hazevach matir in the korv. Because what's matir to bring this mincha to bring the nesachim? Only the dam of the korban. Therefore, the dam is being matter the nesachim. Therefore, pigul is chal upon the nesachim also. Tiber Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Omrulel Rabbi Meir. Sachom said that's Rabbi Meir. Valoi odom mevi zivchei hayom nesachim ad yud yomim. Listen, you can bring the korban today, and you can bring the nesachim, the mincha, in 10 days from now. And since you can bring them in 10 days from now, it's not the pshat that the zrikas of the korban is being matthewed in the Sachim. Rashi says, Alma, we see, lav mizivchaninu, it's not called part of the korban. So Amal Henry may answer back, afani lo yamarti elevaboyim emazavach enechnami. I'm only talking about a case where he brings in the Sachim the same day he brings the korban. So that's when he holds that when you bring the korban to the Sachim with it, it's like a chal pigul, it's called like part of the korban then. Amalei, she's answered back to him, Efshel Shnoisel Zevach Achar, but still you could change it to use in a sucker for another korban. So why is it called part of the first korban? Amar Ravus, this Ravus says, so Rameh says, no, hukvu b'shchita. They'll tell you, Taka, once you make the shchita of the korban, kalach metayda. Then once you make the shchita of the korban and you have the nesach and the mincha set aside for that korban, the nesachim is like kavua for this korban. You can't change it for another korban. Just like the lachme taida. Once you shech the korban taida, the lachme taida is hukva for that korban. Tanu rabbanan, what's in a price like this? Lug shem and shel metzora is chayav malo mishum pigul. The lug shem and shel metzora taki yichayav pigul. If they should dam osham matiru lebahinois tibur Rabbi Meir, that when a mitzvah has this korban brought, so b'shach tashchita the osham, if you have a mind to eat from the osham tomorrow, so it's chal pigul not only in the osham, also in the luk shemen is also chay mishum pigul, and that's the reason if they should dam osham matiru lebahinois, that it's only after you made the shchita, the zrikas of the korban osham, that's what's smart you to use the luk shemen to put on the bahinois of the mitzvah. Therefore, the korban is being mocked at the lug. Therefore, it's chal pigul upon the lug also. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. Or mulal Rabbi Meir. Say back to Rabbi Meir. I v'aloi oda mevi yashar mehayoyim v'lug mikan v'ajid yomim. Why is it called biglal there? I, a person can bring his korban ashram today, and the mitzvah they could first use his lug in 10 days from now. So it's not called this korban is being mocked at the lug shemen. Or mulahem. He said back in echnami. Afani lo yamatu b'boyim hashem. I'm also not talking about b'boyim hashem. When you bring the lug with the shemen, then he says if you have a machshavas pigul in the yashem, it's also chal pigul upon the lug, the shemen. Amalei said back to him, but efshel shnoisel yashem achar. I this lug, you could still use it for another korban hashem. So why is it called pigul with this korban? Amar Rava, Rava said, and Echnami kisover Rabbi Meir, Meir holds. Yes, that once they make the shchita on the korban osham of a mitzvah, and you have your lug set aside, that lug is kavua. That lug has to be brought for this korban osham. And echnami, you don't have to bring it today. You could bring it in 10 days from now. But I call upon him that shemen is set aside has to be used for this korban osham. Therefore, the svar is if you plan to use the osham today, we consider as if the shchita, the korban osham, is being matir of the shemen. And therefore, we have a machshavas pigul in the yosham, who adin is chal the pigul upon the shemen also. All right, we'll stop here.